Welcome to this Sunday's Weekly Finance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Astori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we'll delve into the week's most crucial financial stories happening right here in Australia. We kickstart with the Australian housing market. The Albanese government's recent policy shift, featuring a 5% deposit scheme for first home buyers, has proven to be a double-edged sword. On the one hand, the policy has spurred a rise in housing prices, jumping 1.1% in October alone, with a robust quarterly leap of 2.9%. However, this surge in demand, especially within the lower and middle market segments, raises eyebrows over increasing mortgage burdens and risks to taxpayers should these mortgages default. As we grapple with the housing market, Australia is simultaneously wrestling with a burgeoning rental crisis. The vacancy rate is at a record low of 1.4%, with rents progressively escalating. This crisis has been exacerbated by construction delays and a dramatic increase in migration, generating a net annual figure of around 300,000. The ongoing housing shortage, predicted to double within 5 years, triggers scrutiny on the government's ability to match the growing housing demand with a sufficient supply. Shifting gears, let's navigate to marine industry news, where we witness rebounds and strategic advancements. Austal Limited, the eminent Australian shipbuilder, has successfully secured a $100 million loan from Export Finance Australia. This funding injection aims to expand Austal's shipbuilding operations in Mobile, Alabama, bolstering their capacity to build vessels not only for the U.S. Navy, but also for the Coast Guard, an investment regarded by CEO Patty Gregg as a significant milestone for Austal and a strengthening factor of U.S.-Australian defense ties. Crevices in our marine industry are being filled with new players. MarineX Underwriting, backed by global specialty insurer Amwins, proudly steps into the Australian marine insurance scene, offering tailored solutions to the complex needs of the marine industry. Their catalog, currently including cargo, carriers, commercial hull, and marine liability insurance, plans to evolve in tandem with market demands, a proactive approach applauded industry-wide. In another crucial strategic decision, Australia chooses Japan's new FFM design in their general-purpose frigate program, Project SEA 3000. The move replaces the existing Anzac-class vessels and rapidly reinforces the Royal Australian Navy's operational capacity. Constructed by Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, the new FFM specializes in air defense, helicopter operations, and surface attacks, marking an alignment with Australia's maritime objectives. That wraps up this week's essential stories for your financial interests. As your financial companion, Financial Services Online is here to help you comprehend these developments and connect them to your personal and business finance decisions. Visit us anytime at financialservicesonline.com.au. and tune in next Sunday for the freshest finance news. I'm Paige Astori, wishing our Australian listeners a prosperous week ahead.